Welcome to another episode of Love and Self-Esteem with me, Timi Tokpe and Yonyemi. Here we talk issues relating to your self-esteem, self-confidence, and how you can solve those issues and deal with those issues. I am your host all the time. And compliments of the season, guys. Yesterday was Christmas and I'm so excited because Christmas is my favorite holiday. And Happy New Year in advance too. Okay, let's get into the business of today. For 3 weeks now, we've been doing a series on building self-confidence, and this is the fourth one. This is the fourth week in that series. Today, we are going to be talking about assertiveness, and this is very important because a lot of people struggle with being assertive. They believe that they have to be aggressive before they can be assertive, before they can make their needs known or make their feelings known. They feel like they have to use force or be attack people. While some other people just don't know how to be assertive. So when people do things they don't like, they're just passive and they just don't say anything. And this is what results in loss of self-esteem and self-confidence. And that's why I'm going to be addressing it today. So what is assertiveness to start with? According to a definition I saw online, assertiveness is to be assertive is to be direct about what you need, what you want, what you feel or believe in a way that is respectful of the view of others. It is a communication skill that can reduce conflict, build your self-confidence and improve relationships. So yeah, that's basically what assertiveness is in two sentences. And I chose this definition because it really, really resonates with me and everything I'm about to discuss today. Assertiveness is saying that, okay, this is what I want, this is how I feel, this is what I need, and being vocal and being firm about it, but in a way that is not disrespectful to others. Because some people believe that before they can make their feelings known, before they can make their wants known, they have to shout or they have to be forceful. But that is not what assertiveness is all about. While some other people just don't know how to do it, some people are just scared of how people are going to react when they state their wants. So they are being passive about it. They don't react when people do things. They don't take action when people do things that they do not like. And like I said at the beginning of this podcast, this is what results in low self-esteem and low self-confidence. And that's why I'm going to be addressing it in this podcast. So grab a seat and stay with me, okay? Okay, so let me start by giving the reasons why people are not assertive, yeah? The first one would be low self-esteem and low self-confidence. I think that's like the anchor. The first one would be low self-esteem and low self-confidence because, of course, low self-esteem is a feeling of not, you know, where you feel like you're not worthy enough, where you feel like you're not enough, where you feel like you don't deserve any of anything, or you don't deserve to be respected. It's a feeling of not being enough. Not being valuable, not having worth, basically. And so when people even do things that you do not like, you believe that you deserve it, and that is how you should be treated. And let's even assume that you don't believe that way. You believe that you don't have what it takes to speak up for yourself. You believe that you don't have any right. Who am I to speak up for myself? Who am I that people should respect me? And this is why people find it really, really hard to speak up for themselves or to be assertive when people do things or cross their boundaries. The second one would be past experiences, yeah? So you've had issues in the past, you've tried to be assertive, and people have told you that you're doing too much. Okay, it's not a big deal. You're making a fuss about it. And because of this, you find it really hard to say things or to talk when people even do things you don't like. Let me give a quick example. So there was this guy I was dating, yeah? He didn't like confrontations. So anytime I walked up to him, I was talking to him and I said, okay, I don't like this, how I feel. He always made me feel like I was doing too much, or maybe I was just making a big deal out of nothing. And that really, really affected me because when I left that relationship and moved into another one, I found it really hard to open up. So I didn't know how to talk. I didn't know how to say how I felt. And this person noticed this, and it was one that helped me come out of that shell. So past experiences is a major key in why some people don't know how to be assertive or don't know how to, you know, to stand up for themselves and say the things that they want or how they want to be treated, because they feel like people will think that they're doing too much, or they're scared of how people react. Or let's say you tried to resolve an issue in the past and the person resorted to using force on you, and you're like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. Whenever anybody does anything to me, I'm just going to keep quiet, because you're scared of force. So your past experiences is a factor in why people don't want to be assertive or don't know how to be assertive. The third one would be background, yeah? There was a way we have been programmed to think that Assertiveness or setting your boundaries means that you're being rude and disrespectful, and this is more common in where we come from here. You know, you tell people that, okay, I don't want you to call me at this time, and they think, what's your own self? You're doing shakara. But I just really want to have my own time and my space, and I don't want to receive any calls, and that's not really a big deal. But people think that you're being rude or you're being disrespectful when you say, okay, don't call me, or don't call me that, or don't say this. And because of this, we've been programmed to think that, okay, we can just wing it, let's just take it or go with the flow. And people say things to you that you do not like, and you keep quiet, and it affects you in the long run because you don't want to say anything, so people don't think you're doing too much. Yeah, or you grew up in a setting where nobody was allowed to say anything, nobody was allowed to speak up for themselves. If somebody hurts you, you keep quiet and you move on with life. Like that. One important thing about assertiveness is that you have to be firm about it. It's okay to say, I don't want to be here, and be firm about it, okay? Assertiveness should never ever be mistaken for aggressiveness, because aggressiveness is using force, it's resorting to force in trying to make your opinions known. It's resorting to force to make your feelings known. On social media, this is so common, and I'm always posting about it, I'm always tweeting about it. You don't have to be disrespectful in saying how you feel. If you have an opinion that is different from mine, that's totally fine. You don't have to insult me. You don't have to be aggressive. So it's one thing to be firm. I think it's very important that I say that firmness is different from being aggressive. You can be firm, but not aggressive. You should be firm, but not aggressive. And firmness is very important, you guys, because there are people who would intentionally or maybe unknowingly just want to cross your boundaries. And if you don't stand on it, they will keep doing it they'll keep doing it consistently. And it's up to you to say, okay, I do not want it, and you're firm about it. Now, firm doesn't mean you have to raise your voice. It doesn't mean you have to force. It doesn't mean you have to slap. It doesn't mean you have to disrespect their rights. It's just saying, this is how I want to be treated, and I appreciate it if you treat me this way. So there was this example I want to share, and I'm sure I've shared it like 2 times in this podcast. There's this friend of mine who was always video calling me, and I do not hate video calls. I just like to be told beforehand, let me know that you're about to video call me. Well, this is different for people who I'm very, very close with. They don't have to tell me. But this particular person weren't really that close. He was always calling me, and we would be talking for hours. And I would be staring at him, and I'm like, I will be talking. And inside of me, I just want to end the video call. But because I didn't know how to be assertive, I would just stay there and listen and talk. And when I am tired, I will just cook up something like, okay, I have work to do. When I do not have work to do, or I have stuff, you know, I'll just cook up something silly. Now that I'm talking about it in retrospect, it just seems very silly, because I could have just said, please let me know before you video call me. I could have just been firm about it, and that saved me all the stress. This is why assertiveness is very, 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 very important. Yeah. The people who are aggressive, I've addressed this. Aggressiveness is not it, but setting your boundaries and being firm about it and being assertive about it, that's what we're going to be addressing in this podcast. And another thing to understand about assertiveness is that while you have rights and boundaries that should be respected, other people have boundaries that should be respected. So don't expect people to respect your boundaries when you have refused to respect the boundaries of other people. I'm not saying that for other people to respect your boundaries, you have to respect them. It's not a reciprocal thing. I'm saying that you understand that while you're expecting people to respect your boundaries, you have to respect people. People also have boundaries. And we are wondering, okay, what are these boundaries? Well, they vary from people, person to person. I don't like video calls, but I have friends who love video calls. I mean, they don't mind you calling them at random. But me, I really mind. You have to let me know before you call me. Yes, so boundaries differ from person to person. They vary. Some people don't like phone calls. They prefer text. Some people prefer text. So if you call them, you're stepping on their boundaries. You're crossing it. But there are some basic boundaries that I believe are peculiar to every human on earth. Yeah? And they include the right to privacy, to be alone, or to be independent. You know, to say, okay, I don't want to talk right now. I just want to be alone. Yeah, we all have the right to say that. The right to say no without feeling bad or without feeling hurt. Like, I should be able to say no to something that I don't feel right doing without feeling bad. I mean, if you want to explain, that's personal. If you really want to explain why you said no. But I should be able to say no without having to explain. Really, if it's something that is personal to me and something that is not really a big deal. Another one will be the right to make decisions. Yeah, the right to make decisions for yourself. The right to express your feelings, your opinions, your values and beliefs without people trying to invalidate them. You have the right to speak. I know we live in a world where people have made it seem like, oh my God, if you cry, you're doing too much. If you say this, you're doing too much. If you do this, you're doing too much. But our feelings are valid. While our feelings do not define us, they are actually very valid. If you want to cry, cry. You know, they'll tell you man up or be strong or don't cry. How can I not cry? You have the right to express your feelings and how you feel, your opinion, your beliefs and your values. So to the main gist, how can we be assertive? The first one is to know your value as a person. Yeah, know your value as a person, because if you know your value as a person, people would see you in that light and treat you like treat you the same way you treat yourself. So and I think one very important thing to register in your mind is that you are a valuable person, whether or not you have a few flaws here and there. If you everybody has flaws that are working, and we are all improving, we all make mistakes, we all, as long as you're improving, you're on the journey to improving yourself daily, understand that those mistakes don't invalidate you. They don't make you less valuable or worthless. You are a person of value, whether or not. So, and that's something you should keep at the back of your mind. Make it a conscious effort to remind yourself that I'm a person of value. And so if you learn to look at yourself in this light, people would see it and treat you the same way. The second one is to identify your boundaries, identify your needs and be firm with them. If you do not know what your boundaries are, people would cross them and you wouldn't even know. You just notice that you keep getting hurt by this and this person is doing, but you don't even know that it is because the person is crossing your boundaries. So identify, this is where self-awareness comes in. What are those things that I don't like? What are those things that I don't want people to cross? Identify them. This is how I feel about something. This is what's going to make me angry. This is going to make me upset if you do it. Identify those boundaries and be firm. Because I'm serious, there's some people who have coconut head, put on a quote, and they deliberately just want to piss you off. But you have to be firm about it and address them. So you don't expect people to know what your boundaries are if you don't say it. Nobody is a mind reader. Like, of course, there's some basic rights that, like I mentioned earlier, but there's some that are really peculiar to you. And if you don't know them, if you don't address them, if you don't state them, nobody's gonna know, and they'll keep crossing them and you keep getting hurt. The third one is to stop worrying about upsetting because you're assertive. You know, people think that, oh, I think I'm doing too much by saying I don't want this. Instead of getting upset, I think the best thing to do is acknowledge the fact that, okay, I don't have control over people's opinions. The people who are, or how people choose to react, the people who are going to, you know, do what you don't like, regardless of whether or not you've said your fact, you said your needs, you set your boundaries, people who are just like that. And understand that, okay, those ones, you don't really have control over how people are choose to react. So instead of worrying about, oh my God, I don't want to get upset, I mean, instead of upset or worrying about being assertive, understand that, okay, there's some people that I have no control over. The ones that you can, the ones that are willing to respect your boundaries are the ones you should actually pay attention to. The fourth one is to express and accept criticisms in an appropriate manner. Yeah, I believe that people should be able to tell you the truth, and it's okay to feel hurt or to cry, because the truth can be bitter sometimes. But this is one very key way to be assertive, understanding that, okay, yes, I have flaws, I make mistakes, we are not all perfect people. So let's say you do something, or you come up with a piece of work and it's not as perfect as you thought it would be, and somebody comes up to you, the person should be able to give constructive criticisms, and you should be able to take it in an appropriate manner. Yeah, not thinking that, oh, they are trying to now this is not saying that they should insult. This is not talking about insulting or beating or saying words that are not true, like saying insulting or demeaning words. It's saying the accurate truth, the realistic truth. Okay, you didn't do well at this interview, and this is how you can do better. And we should not think that, okay, they're trying to hit on us, or they're trying to, you know, dampen our self-worth by saying that. You have to take accept criticism in an appropriate manner. People should be able to tell you the truth, albeit bitter, and you should be able to do the same thing for people. This is how to be assertive. If somebody does something you don't like, be quick to let them know how it made you feel. If your friend does something that doesn't make sense, you should be able to tell them. If they do a piece of work, and I believe also that if, for example, your friend thinks that he or she can do something and they cannot, you're able to criticize them in a in a manner that's supposed to make them grow, not make them feel less of themselves. So this is one key thing to note about being assertive. Express and accept criticisms in an appropriate manner. Yeah. The fifth one is to say no when you want to. Say no when you want to. Now, if you want to explain, like I said, that's personal. If you want to explain why you're saying no. And another right I forgot to add at the beginning would be that you have the right to change your mind about something. Oh, yes, you do. So, for example, you were supposed to work on a job with somebody and then you realize that, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. You can just say, you have the right to change your mind. And I personally believe that changing your mind should come with an explanation. Now, this is not a suggestion. This is me saying that this is what I personally believe. That because, I mean, the person has been expecting, you know, assertiveness is about respecting people's rights too. So he has been expecting to work on this job with you and all of a sudden you just feel like you don't want to do this anymore. I believe that that should come with an explanation. Okay, so moving on to how you can be assertive. Like I said, say no when you want to. I mean, saying no shouldn't really be a big deal. We live in a generation where people think, oh my God, if I say no, it means I'm going to hurt this person. No, I don't think anybody should get hurt or angry because you're being assertive. Assertiveness is a skill. It is an important skill that should be learned and practiced and mastered. So nobody should get hurt because you're saying no. As long as you're not disrespecting, I keep emphasizing on this, assertiveness is not disrespecting people's feelings or opinions or values or beliefs or crossing their boundaries because you want to respect yours. No, it is understanding that they have their boundaries too and respecting it. So yeah, other ways that you can be assertive would be to learn to listen and to agree to disagree. Yeah, everybody has an opinion and there is no way that your opinion is the best. So if somebody says something that you don't agree with, it's okay to just say, okay, I don't agree with you, but that's fine. I mean, that's your opinion. You don't have to start throwing insulting words or calling them names. You on social media, you hear people say things like you don't know anything just because they disagree with you. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Everybody has an opinion. So agreeing to disagree is one other way to build, to learn how to master assertiveness, Understanding that, okay, I can just agree to disagree. And now, this does not work for objective things like rape or sexual abuse or domestic violence and other things, other vices like that. Those ones are wrong and there is nothing that is going to change that. Another way to be assertive is to avoid guilt-tripping people, to avoid the old emotional blackmailing and gaslighting. Nah, fam, we don't do that here. If somebody does something you don't like, you tell them, but guilt-tripping is not it at all. Another one is to stay calm. And practice, or you just know what you want to say before you address the person. If you're the kind of person who's still learning to build or to be assertive, you can just stay calm. You don't have to talk in the heat of the moment. You can wait, stay calm, and practice. Look in the mirror. I do this a lot when I want to talk about something that is very, very, very hard, a hard conversation, honest conversations that are very hard. There are conversations like that are very, very hard. I look into the mirror and I rehearse what I want to say. So you can think about what you want to, just so you put your words together and you can breathe in and stay calm. Yeah. Another one is to develop a problem solving approach to conflict. Yeah. Understand that the problem that we're trying to address, it is you and the person against the problem, not you against the friend. So if the friend does something, if somebody crosses your boundaries, if there is something that they're doing that you don't like, or if you have a feeling that you want to address, understand that you're not fighting the person, you're fighting the problem. Both of you are trying to work together to address, and that is where assertiveness comes in. Yeah. Assertiveness is a skill that needs practice. That's another thing you should know. It's a skill that needs practice. You have to be patient. So you've tried to do it one time and you didn't really think that you did well. Well, you continue again. It is a skill. It is a communication skill that is necessary. And you can learn it. You can develop it. You can master it. And the last skill, the last way to build assertiveness or to master assertiveness is to use words like I fail. Or this is how you made me feel. This is how what you did made me feel. This is what I need. Instead of saying, oh my God, you never do this. Oh my God, you're always forgetful. You never remember to take out the trash can. You never remember my birthdays. You can always use this is how what you did. I mean, we can always have a conversation without being aggressive, without yelling at each other, without calling ourselves names. Just say, this is how what you did make me feel. I understand why you did this, but this is how it has made me feel. So yeah, basically, these are the ways that you can build you can master. I don't know why I keep saying build, maybe because I'm used to saying build confidence. I hope, anyway, with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince and not confuse you that assertiveness is a skill that can be learned, and that you don't have to be passive or aggressive to set your boundaries. So have a happy and a lovely holiday, guys. I look forward to talking to you next year. This is where I draw the curtain for this year. I look forward to talking to you next year. Have a lovely holiday. See you next year. I love you. Stay safe.